Off the Ball, GAA.
I mean, there was a lot of made of Congress at the weekend, and yes, a lot of different things came out of Congress. But for me, to be honest with you, I won't say it's off the ball. I think it's off the wall in terms of something like that coming into hurling.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Now Di Stefano. There's always tenor when he moves.
From the barrios of Buenos Aires to the roaring nights of Madrid, this episode traces the extraordinary journey of Alfredo Di Stefano, the visionary who redefined modern football. Born in Argentina, forged in the breakaway leagues of Colombia with Millonarios, and immortalized in Spain, he became the heartbeat of a dynasty. But what if the man they called La Saeta Rubia had taken a different path and gone to Real Madrid's biggest rivals, Barcelona? Find out on episode 6 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors podcast as to how European football could have been changed as we know it. Coming to you this Monday in your OTB football podcast feed for free.
Off the Ball Daily.
Athlone Town 1, Shelburne 0 is the full-time score here in the 2026 President's Cup, as Athlone claimed their fourth President's Cup trophy in 5 years. A cagey opening half here was sprung into life by last year's League and Cup champions, as Athlone showed their class to get over the line in this one. The winner came on the 70th minute. Dana Sheriff introduced at half-time on her return to the club, got on the end of a Kelly Brennan cross to direct the ball past Maya Sanchez in the Shelburne net. There was a bit of a question mark around a potential foul on Shelburne defender Leah Doyle. Referee Darren Carlin gave the goal. The hosts had chances to double their lead. Izzy Ryan posed consistent threats on the right hand side in the second half, but in the end one goal was enough as John Sullivan's team began their defence of the league and cup successes from last year with a win over bitter rivals Shelburne. Full time here in the 2026 President's Cup, Athlone Town 1, Shelburne 0. John, a President's Cup victory for your side today over Shelburne. Probably a little bit of a cagey game, a bit cagier than you maybe would have liked. Teams find it out more with themselves as well as the other team. What did you make of the game as a whole?
Yeah, I think it was a very entertaining game. I'd imagine the fans got the money's worth, that's for sure. Yeah, look, Shells came at us the first 20. They showed us what they're good at. They're a very good side, there's no doubt about it. We weathered that storm, we came into it. We got good joy of play. Didn't score the chance. We got in the first, 35, 40 minutes. The second half, we came into it. We took our chances. Could have took a few more chances, but we didn't. And, you know, game got cagey again towards the end. Bit of a boxing match, transition to attack both sides. But, overall, good results. Some good behaviours. Girls came in, got minutes. Girls come back from injury. All is good, I guess.
You spoke there about the first 20 minutes and Shelburne maybe having a good bit of possession on the ball with Alex Kavanagh, particularly in the middle of the midfield. How important was Hannah Walsh there for you? I know she's now your club captain. A brilliant performance in centre midfield again today. How important is she?
Amazing. Amazing. MVP. She's amazing. Yeah, look, Shells have great midfielders. We do have great midfielders. Whether they're playing or game changers, fantastic. But Hannah was amazing today. And again, what Hannah does is complemented by those around her as well, front and behind.
Obviously you lost Kelly Brady in the off-season, but you've brought back Dana Sheriff to the club. She came up big again today up top of the goal and she came on in the second half. How impressed were you with her return to the club?
Brilliant, brilliant. Dana's attitude is brilliant. Professionalism, another level. People like Dana are great to have in your life, not just in your club. They question you all the time. How do we get better? How do we get better? You know, she's brilliant to have around the place. You've seen her come on there, as you mentioned. She'll run behind, she'll play the feet, she'll do the ugly work. And she does it with a smile on her face. Incredible to have. But not just that, like Hazel Dunnigan, who started for us. Again, I think she has over 100 goals in the last 4 years of youth team football. Incredible. Both complement each other very well.
Obviously, it's a big, important start to the season for your team. And you wanted to start with a win and get that President's Cup trophy back. I presume you've got the same aims now going into every game for the rest of the season. You want to win everything again.
Yeah, look, you take each game as it comes, don't you? And you can't take any team for granted, that's for sure. It'd be just a height of disrespect and arrogance on our behalf. Our biggest game now is the next game, which is Sligo. And we'll just look at that game and no further.
And then just on a personal note for you, It's your first season from the off as a manager of this club. How did it feel to step out there in front of the fans today?
Yeah, enjoyable. Like it's not about me, never will be about me. I'm just a facilitator. That's really it, like, you know, it's about the players. But yeah, it was enjoyable. I love to hear the crowd behind us. The girls, they deserve to play with such a crowd. Deserve to play in bigger crowds. And I believe it will happen.
Thanks, Sean. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Dana, your turn to the club.
Yeah.
A goal, a President's Cup trophy. That's probably the dream debut you could have had coming back again.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I didn't really have expectations coming into the match. I wanted to just enjoy it. And I think I really did. It's a cherry on top to get a goal and also to win the President's Cup. But yeah, I'm glad I just got some minutes.
What's going through your head when you're coming back out into the pitch? You're obviously been a couple of years.
Yeah.
This fan has seen you here before.
Yeah.
What's going on in your head when you're walking out into the pitch again?
I was just really proud to represent Athlone Town. It's one of my favorite clubs I've ever played for. So for me, it was more so just like represent the club proudly and get the job done. And I tried to go into it really with not much in my head, just
Jerry's back in town.
Yeah, that's Maddie.
What do players like that mean for you coming back to the club?
Yeah.
Like Maddie obviously has won so many trophies here, so decorated.
Yeah.
What's that like to play with players now when you've been away? They've won so many trophies and you're coming back into a winning environment.
Yeah. It's really motivational, honestly. Like, Maddie's been a good friend of mine for almost 10 years, actually. I've known her before I played here. So it's supporting, it's comforting knowing that I have like a group of girls who support me coming back. And it's exciting to be able to play with your friends again.
Obviously, you had goals here before, many, many goals scored, but you're filling big boots.
Yeah,
Kelly Brady going over to Crystal Palace.
I know.
No pressure, like.
No, I mean, like, she's a great player. I'm so proud of her and all she's accomplished. And I think that's the goal of a lot of players, to get over to England and play. And so she should feel really proud. And I don't want to have to fill her shoes. I just hope to, like, you know, do my job and have fun while I'm doing it.
Do you have any goals on a personal level or on a team level? Obviously, we know the relentless nature of this team. You want to win every game you play in. Do you have any personal goals for goals, targets?
Coming into this year, I really just wanted to like enjoy football again. Of course, score a lot of goals and just, win everything. I don't want to do a double. I want to do a triple. And I don't even know. There's 4 trophies up for grabs, so we got the first one. So that's the goal.
Danny, you're one third of the way to the triple anyway.
Exactly.
If there's a European quadruple on the cards, you could be in for that as well.
Exactly.
Well done today. Best luck for the season.
Thank you so much.
Off the Ball Daily.